Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's WAYMAPNAV.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. We're on the move. That's right. We're on the move. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. And if you're watching the Philadelphia Eagles, well, we're doing it again. We might knock out. I think we knocked out their quarterback once again. We always knock out the quarterbacks. And now Holmes is down. So we might have done it again. Philadelphia's got the ball again. We're on the move. And let's see what's going to happen. Hope everybody's well, but Holmes is hurting bad. So we'll see what happens. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Sheila, you still there?
I am. I am here. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Yeah, go Chiefs.
What's Chris thinking?
What are you thinking, Chris? Do you think they can operate without Holmes?
I don't know. Holmes been going down pretty much all season this year. And every time he come back with a vendetta.
Well, he's hurting right now. Anyway, he's on the sideline. And the Eagles got the ball again. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but it's halftime.
Oh, is it halftime now? They went to halftime? Didn't go to halftime yet.
Well, it's pretty close.
Well, they still get. You still have a few seconds. We might do something.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath.
I'm holding my breath.
Our granddaughter in Philadelphia, our great-granddaughter in Philadelphia, is wearing the cutest little Eagles cheerleaders outfit today. So cute. But she didn't have any place to go. She didn't go to a party.
They didn't invite her. They didn't want her. They said no little kids involved. Wow. Yeah. Too much foul talk.
Oh, is that why? Oh, yeah, that could be.
Probably.
Yeah. So, folks, you know, you can call in if you're out there listening. Not everybody's listening to the Super Bowl. If you're listening to this show, you can call in. I'd like to hear from you, 407-894-1680. I'll tell you this right now. I'd like to hear from you, especially if you're rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles.
If you're rooting for the Chiefs.
You can call in, 407-894-1680. You know, folks. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's why it's called Beyond, Beyond Words. This show is for everyone, including you. You can call up the show and you can talk about anything you want. There's two things you can't talk about. You can't talk about politics and you can't talk about religion. But this show is for you. And one of the things I love about this show, 30% of our audience is sighted. That's right. 70% is visually impaired and blind. And that's why we started the show. The show was meant to be entertaining, which I hope it is. It's supposed to be educational, to educate, to focus, and try to get you jobs. That's what it's all about. That's why we're here. And maybe, folks, you like to meet one another. Maybe you've never met these people before.
A lot of people have made friends since our show. I mean, all around the country.
People have met other people.
That's right. Yep. Become very close friends.
So tell me this. What do you have to say for yourself?
Sheila and Chris, 5 years ago. Oh, no, that was when you won 5 years ago. But we're on the air every year during Super Bowl, aren't we?
Yeah, we on every year.
I remember.
Because we were here.
I remember when we were in the outside of the station when the Eagles last time. And we were in the car listening to the game. And we were on delay. It was a 10-minute delay. And people were calling us. And I wouldn't take the call because I wanted to see what's going on with the Eagles. But I had a hunch that they won. And they won, finally.
You were sitting in the car. We were in the studio. You were in the parking lot at WOKB listening to the game.
Yeah. But people were calling us because it was a 14-minute delay.
Right.
Well, and I remember one year the Eagles were playing and you and Chris were in the office trying to see what the score was, and Lynn and I are sitting in the studio Michael, get back in here.
What do you think I'm doing tonight? The same thing, I better not swear, but you know, with the TV,
get your tail in here. We're on the
right. Right.
Well, you know, it doesn't make a difference whether you're visually impaired or blind. Mm-hmm. I love sports. And, you know, last week, if you missed the show, folks, last week's show, he was fantastic. What's his name? Dominic?
Dominic Petrillo.
Dominic. He was tremendous. And he was a blind sports writer. He writes for the Philadelphia Eagles, among other. He writes for another newspaper, too.
Something called Athletics.
Athletics. Yeah. And by the way, he also needs a kidney transplant. So if anybody heard the story last week, he is so positive. It's unbelievable. He is positive. I never heard a person.
He's in stage 4 kidney failure.
With the problem that this man has, and he's so positive, it's unbelievable. I asked him to come back in April. He said, absolutely. And the guy is unbelievable. He's so positive. It's remarkable how positive he is.
Yeah.
He's
really
blind. He's got missing a kidney. He's going to dialysis 3 days a week. I mean, unbelievable. What do you want to say, Stress?
I really enjoy listening to him. I got no reason to complain about anything. In spite of
After you listen to his story,
yeah.
Half the people who have a little bit of problems, they can keep the little bit of problems to themselves, because here's a guy who's got all kinds of major problems.
He's going to guest co-host in April, Chris, so we'll be happy to have him back.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So we were talking about Super Bowl on Sundays and reminiscing.
Yeah. Can I just go, but 1 minute? Can you take over 1 minute? I'll be right back. I'll be right back in 1 minute. I just got to see if it's halftime.
In 4 minutes we go to break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do the next trivia?
Well, that was Michael's trivia, so he'll do it when we come back. I cannot believe that nobody's called in with my silly little contest.
I told you, everybody's listening to the Super Bowl.
Oh, baloney.
They're not listening to us.
Oh, well,
I feel sad.
I feel lonely.
Lonely. I'm so lonely.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. People driving around in the car and thinking, what the heck are they listening to?
They're listening to crazy radio.
Yeah. Live. This is definitely not a podcast.
No, it is not.
Yeah. So is your family listening, Sheila? Your sons? And are they at a Super Bowl party?
Oh, yeah. My son, my youngest son is a major, major, major Chiefs fan. Mm-hmm. And my other son, I'm sure, is rooting for the Chiefs, but I don't know. I haven't asked him. My older son lives in Mississippi, and his birthday is this month. He's going to be 45.
Oh, happy birthday. Down in the Delta. That's what we call it.
He lives outside of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And he's going to be 45, which is hard for me to believe.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
It's hard for me to believe it.
Yeah.
Because I thought for all this time, I only thought you was like my age.
Yeah, right. You could be my son, Chris.
Chris was just a kid when we met him.
Right.
Yeah.
The first time I met you, we met you, Chris, you were wearing a suit in the studio.
Right.
I don't know if you were coming from somewhere else or that's the way you dressed to go to the studio in those days.
That was just the way I was dressing coming to the studio.
Oh, my gosh. It's actually funny because, he was all decked out in a suit, white shirt.
Yeah.
Navy blue suit, I think it was.
Uh-huh. Yep. Sharp, yeah. Trying to be sharp to the T. Dressed to impress.
Yeah.
Dressed to impress. That's right.
And she now gets... you just go in a T-shirt and right. jeans.
They gave me more jobs. So I said,
okay. You got a Philadelphia Eagle jersey on tonight.
Well, I have, but I didn't put it on. I can't fit it no more. It's too
small. Oh,
yeah, it's extremely small.
Yeah, we got to look and see what Michael's wearing. The kids gave him a number one jersey for, what's his name? What's his name, Chris? I forgot. Hurst?
Hurst, yeah.
Yeah, Hurst. Yeah, he's got the jersey. I don't know if he's wearing it. I forgot to look. Oh, my goodness. So, another Super Bowl.
So, what do we have coming up tonight?
Well, when we get back from break, hopefully our guests will be in Zoom, and we have Kevin Yu coming on from Wayband,
uh-huh.
the haptic wristband that helps you navigate. He should uh-huh. be Zooming in any minute.
Uh-huh.
And then Michael's trivia, and we'll see what else. We have some things.
Well, I do have a caller that just called in on the phone line. I know, and it's time to go to break.
Yeah.
But
can they call back after at like at 8:35?
Yeah, let me see. In the meantime, in between time, let's do what we do. Sandy from Sandy from Lake Whale. She was calling in.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, we can talk to her after our guest.
Okay.
That would be wonderful. Wonderful.
Don't you go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. The Blind and Beyond Radio Show will be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And the Eagles go ahead by 10 points. That's right. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Go Eagles.
Go Chiefs.
We should be up. You know what? We should be up by 17 points. You should have only had 7
Michael
points.
Michael should have, would have, could have. The well, score we'll is 24-14.
Chris,
go
is
Chiefs.
That, Chris, is that caller Sandy still there?
Yes, she is.
Let's talk to Sandy. I want to talk to Sandy. I used to go with a girl named Sandy.
Michael, yeah. You better behave.
I was engaged to a girl named Sandy.
I'm sure you've gone with many girls in your life.
Sandy, how you doing, Sandy? Are you there?
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Have we ever
Hi,
met
Sandy.
Before? Sandy, I got a question. Have we ever met before, Sandy?
Yes, I do. I want to make Lynn happy tonight. I said to my husband, what's that ditty that roses are red, violets are blue? He said, sugar is sweet, and so are you.
Good
job. Oh, wait a minute. I hear that Boston accent. I hear Massachusetts accent.
That's from Massachusetts, of course.
Where are you
and
from?
I can
Massachusetts?
Hear in New York or New Jersey. Everybody talks like New York or New Jersey.
So you're from New York?
No, Massachusetts.
No, she's from
Massachusetts. I'm from Boston. They kicked me out when I was three, but I still know when I hear a Massachusetts accent, I heard yours. So you're from Massachusetts. What part of Massachusetts are you from?
Worcester.
Worcester. Know it well. That's where TJ Maxx and Marshall's is from.
Yeah. Well, where are you from in New Jersey?
Huh?
Where are you from in New Jersey?
New Jersey?
No, no. Lynn is from New Jersey.
Lynn is from Bergen County.
Wait, I am. But, Michael, you lived in New Jersey.
I lived in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, only for a short time. Before that, I was in Philadelphia. But I was from Boston originally. Brookline, Mass.
And I'm from New Jersey.
I can tell you're from New York.
Hey, but it's not from New York.
I never lived in New York. I worked in New York every day for 45 years of my life. But I never lived there. They wouldn't. There was a sign out there that I'm not allowed to be living there.
So anyway, you won, Sandy. You won. You won a $10 gift card for Subway.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, I love the show. I just love it, and I love listening to you people, and it's like I have family when I turn the radio on.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So are you an Eagles fan?
Yes, I am.
Not you. Sandy, are you an Eagles fan?
I like the Eagles.
You do.
Okay.
Sandy, stay on. We'll still
give you your prize.
Sandy, stay on for a second. Chris is going to play something cute since you won the ditty, as you say. Chris, will you play that?
A long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I signed this way, roses are red, my love. Violets are blue.
Roses are red.
Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
There you go, Sandy. Sandy, thank you for listening to the radio show. You're so sweet. Thank you. Appreciate you so much for listening.
Sandy, don't hang up. Hold on one moment. I need to get some information from you.
Was she a new caller?
No.
What did you say, Sandy?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Say hi to your husband.
Yes, say hi to your husband. But are you sure you and I were never engaged? Because I used to go with a girl named Sandy. I was engaged to her. Hung up. Chatting up. Okay.
I hope she didn't hang up so Chris could get her information.
There's another Sandy in South Florida.
So maybe what? Maybe she's a new caller.
Is Lake Wales in South Florida?
I don't know.
Yes.
I believe so.
Okay, then that's Sandy, yes.
Sandy, okay.
All right. So,
she said she wasn't a new caller.
Okay, are we going to my trivia next? I got a couple trivias. I got a very interesting trivia.
Okay,
I'll do trivia right now. I got a very interesting trivia. Let's see. Now, this trivia is going to be difficult. This is not music. I mean, this is a musical question. Later on, I'm going to play a song, but this is not the song. So, Chris, don't play the song. This is a question. Are you ready for the question, folks?
Question.
This is the question. Here's the question. It's a very easy question. Back in the days of the early days of music, 1960s, let's say the 60s, there were two girls groups that were humongous. Every time you turn around, they had another hit record. There was two of them. Now, there's many girls groups, but I'm thinking only these two girls groups because they had so many hits, so many hits. So there was other girls groups that I could think of, but I'm thinking only these two because these two had the most hits. Okay, what two girl groups am I thinking of? That's the question. What two girls groups am I thinking of that had all these hits back in the 60s? 407-894-1680. There was two big girls groups. Okay, when I say girls groups, there were at least four or five in the group. They were all girls. And now there were many girls groups, many, but I'm talking about these two were the leaders. These two were the biggest of the time in the 60s. And if you look at the charts, they had so many hit records, it was ridiculous between these two. Who am I thinking about? These two, 407-894-1680. Anybody know who I'm thinking about? Two girls groups. They were big. 407-894-1680. Does anybody know who I'm thinking about?
Well, you lost me because I thought I knew one of them, but I'm not sure I do now.
Why not? Because it was back in the 60s.
No,
let's
I
just
know,
say
Michael.
Let's just say they came out late. I'm going to say they came out late 58, 59,
oh,
and they're
okay,
big
no.
until about 60, 1966.
No.
So for about 7 years, they had so many hit records, top 10.
I thought I knew who one of them was, but.
Maybe you do, but you got to name both of them. You can't
well,
just
I don't
name
know
one.
Both of them. I mean, I know who I would guess, but I,
okay,
I
well,
genuinely
these
two, don't know.
Two.
So
407-894-1680-1680.
If you think you know who the two groups are, please call us. If you're for the Chiefs, call us. We need some encouragement here.
Listen, folks.
Show at night, Michael.
Yeah, listen. Yes.
What, Lynn?
We got people out there. Listen, there's anybody. Wait
I can't
a minute.
Hear you, Lynn.
This, everybody should know this one. If you are from 1959 to 1966, 67, these two girls groups were all over the charts. Who am I talking about? Two girls groups.
We heard you. We don't know. Lynn, what were you trying to say? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no. I said this reminds me of sometimes when Michael's listening to his sports show late at night and the people are saying, anybody out there? You know they're out there. They just don't want to call in.
Does anybody know who I'm talking about? Two girls groups? Anybody know? 407-894-1680. I'm not going to give you any hints. No hints. Both of them had big hit records. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I don't hear the phone even ringing.
Well, you're not going to hear the phone ringing.
Chris, do you still have that big TV above your board?
He's on the phone.
Yes, I do, but we don't use it. We use it for other things now.
Oh, okay.
Anybody calling in?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the phone line now.
Oh, okay,
okay.
We'll
let's see. Leave me alone. Let's see if we got a new caller. I want a new caller.
Lucky we get callers.
A new caller.
Just get a caller, Michael.
Right.
A new caller, 407-894-1680. And you can't have somebody who called in last week. You have to, now, forget the rule. The rule is every 30 days you can't win. You have to wait 31 days to win. Once you win, you can't win again for 31 days. Remember that. If you don't win, then you can call in all the time. You can go in every week, but you
can't. And we still want to hear from anybody that's out there that has gone to an audio described musical play performance, no matter where you live and how your experience was. I'm real anxious to see what is available out there throughout the country. And I know there's many, many, many theaters and houses like Dr. Phillips Performing Arts that is now starting to do audio.
Well, so I'm waiting to see if anybody knows these two girls groups.
Yes, Michael.
It's still 24-14, Michael. You're not missing anything. I've got it.
It's halftime.
Oh, that's.
Halftime is for it's,
go. That's
it's for more than 30 some minutes. It's halftime.
Oh wow! Oh yeah, it says halftime. I can
it's halftime. No, nope, nobody's playing. Right, they're not playing.
Halftime. Oh, I forget it.
Michael is not going to worry about it right now because he's not preoccupied.
Yeah,
we should be way ahead,
Michael.
He apologized already to the fans that he dropped the ball. Hurts. He dropped
the.
He did so.
Did he stand up and apologize?
He said the television guy said he was apologizing to all his guys on the field that he dropped it. He said he'll take the blame. It's his fault.
Well, it's football. That's how the sport goes.
He is that. He is so amazing, though.
This young fellow. If you want to hear him speak,
is a coach.
He is the most down to earth person you ever want to meet.
So, Lynn, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said, did you ever hear him talk? He's so smart, speaks so well, and just
who their quarterback?
Yes. Yeah. He is so down to earth. It's amazing. Coach. He never brags. He always says about great things about his team and the city of Philadelphia. When they won last time, he was singing along with the fans.
All righty.
Okay.
Guess what?
What?
You're in, I don't know what kind of luck you're in, but we're in luck. I have three callers. And of the three callers, two of them are new.
Wow, look at this.
All right.
Wait a minute.
So we got Don from Stuart, Florida, first time calling in. Then we got our good friend from Connecticut, Terry. I'm Connecticut. Wow. We got our good friend Terry caller from Connecticut. And then we have Michael from Tamarack, Florida.
Wow.
And then I got another phone call coming in. So I'm going to give you.
We want to hear first from the new callers.
Right. So I'm going
to talk to everybody. Let's hear the new callers first.
We're going to talk to Don first.
So John, are you there?
Don. Michael. Don.
Is it Don or Don?
Yes.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Don, where are you calling from?
Stuart, Florida.
Stuart, Florida. Well, I got a question for you. Yeah. First of all, are you an Eagles fan?
I'm a Patriots fan. I grew up in Connecticut.
They're not even the Super Bowl. Whose side are you for the Super Bowl? That's my question.
I'm rooting for the Eagles.
Thank you so much. Okay, so you won. We won. Okay.
No, he did not.
Okay, so tell me, who are these two girls groups I'm thinking about? Can you know who are two girls I'm thinking about?
I'm going to try Diana Ross and the Supremes and Martha and the Vandellas.
No. One you're right, one you're wrong. I'm sorry. You couldn't win. No, he didn't win. No.
One he got it, and one I
can't tell you which one he got and which one he didn't get, but you didn't get the two. I'm so sorry.
No.
Please call again.
All right.
Go Chiefs.
All right. Thank you.
Let's hear from the other person. Right. Who is a new caller?
Okay, so did Don win?
No.
Oh, man. Okay, all right. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. All right. Terry, hold tight. One moment, Terry. I'm coming back to you, Terry, because we got a new caller. So hold tight, Terry.
Yep, got a new caller.
All righty. Let's go and talk to Michael from Tamarack, Florida.
Michael from Tamarack, Florida. How you doing, Michael from Tamarack?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Okay, I had a question for you. Are you an Eagles fan?
Neither. I don't.
Who are you rooting for? Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Neither, he said, Michael.
Okay, all right.
Well, I don't follow football. I'm more of a tech geek. I watch the show go up.
It's quite all right. You're allowed.
Right. So tell me, who are the two fabulous girls groups that were all over the charts back in late 58, 59 to 64? Who am I thinking about, 65? What two groups?
I would say the Supremes and the Shirelles.
You are correct.
Good job.
You are correct. The Shirelles.
Congratulations, Michael.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas was not it. They only had a couple hits, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. The Shirelles had, I don't know how many hits. They had maybe five or six number ones. I don't know, maybe 10 top 10s. And then you had the Supremes. What's her name? What was the lead?
Diana Ross
and the Supremes. Those two. Yeah, Diana Ross and the Supremes. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card, Michael. Michael,
yes.
Hope you like the show. Hope you keep on listening to the show. We appreciate you listening. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Uh-huh. Have you listened before?
Michael, you need to give Chris your address. You need to give Chris your address, so don't hang up, okay?
Yes, we can give you, okay.
I hope you tune in next week.
Keep on listening.
Hey, Michael, hold on one moment. Don't hang up.
I would love it. Thank you.
Wait, we're going to break now.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We shall be right back.
And I knew the answer. I'm shocked.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Do you suffer from dry, tired, scratchy, or irritated eyes? Are you tired of putting in eye drops which burn, sting, or messy and not covered by insurance? Do you suffer from dry skin or dry mouth too? If so, welcome to the world's first and only omega-7 based eye moisture supplement, Dry Eye Comfort by Itamins. Itamins are vitamins for dry eyes. They are all natural, ophthalmologist formulated, and clinically proven to help moisturize your eyes all day long and reduce the hassle of putting in eye drops. Itamins features organic sea buckthorn seed and fruit oil containing omega-3, 7, 9, and over 200 bioactive nutrients for health, beauty, and moisture support. Head over to itamins.co today and start experiencing relief. We're so confident you'll love it that we have a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. Get dry eye comfort at itamins.co today. Click on the Itamins button on the blindandbeyondradioshow.org sponsor page.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Always keep your words soft and sweet in case one day you'll have to eat them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And we're back.
Where is everybody?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I had my phone off. I had the phone off. That's the reason why we're here. I'm here. I was going to say, listen, folks, something serious to talk about. If you missed this show or any other show that you missed, the first hour or any other show, we have more than 300 shows that we archive. This show isn't, let's just say, it's supposed to be, what can I say? Live? I think we're live anyway. But anyway, we're live. And after the show's over, we archive the shows. April will be 8 years. We got almost 8 years of shows archived. So you missed any part of the show. One show you should definitely listen to was the Christmas show that Chris Shaw did. The Christmas show was fabulous. If you missed that show, you have to listen to. Go back to December 25th, 2022. Yeah. All the shows in the our webpage go by dates. Pull up the date, 2022, December 25th, and listen to the Christmas show. The excellent show. I recommend it highly. And last week's show, if you missed last week's show, listen to that too. Dominic was tremendous. Listen, anybody, folks.
Anybody wants to call in and say hi?
Yeah, if anybody no wants to call in, attached. No strings attached, folks.
Say hi to Sheila and Michael.
I'm going to come up with another trivia right now. Here's a trivia, very easy trivia. I'm going to ask you a question. This one, everybody should know. This is not a music question. I'm not going to ask a music question. But this is a very easy question. There were three big families since 1950 that were very big in politics. Now, I'm not talking about Democrat or Republican. I just want to know the families' names. These families were very big 1950 to now.
Come on, families, Mike. That's too easy. Families. That's too easy.
Well, okay. I want three families. These families were huge. I'm not telling you their names because everybody should know them. They were. One was from New York.
Prominent. Is that the word?
Yeah, prominent. But they were very big. But they were in politics. They were in politics, but the family was huge in politics, very prominent in the world of politics and everything else. Every time you picked up a newspaper, you saw one of these families' names.
What time?
From 1950 to now. Three families.
Three
families.
You said one was from New York.
One was.
I can think of all three of them.
You can? I only think of the one.
Right I'm now. Thinking three.
Well, I got several families, but I don't know you. They were only.
I'll give you some hints.
Wait. Let me.
No, don't be.
Wait. No hint. Because I want to say I know this. Was any of them from Gary, Indiana?
No. We're talking about three families that were huge.
It's not going to be just three because we all have our.
No, these three were big.
But if this
nobody was bigger than these three families in politics. Or,
I know who he's talking about. I guarantee you. I know the answer.
This has nothing to do with politics. I'm talking about these families were huge in politics. They were big in everything.
Okay. And, all right. So that eliminate my Jackson family then.
We're not talking about the Jackson Five or something like that. We're talking about these three families were huge.
Well, they were huge.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I did.
I agree with you, Chris.
I will just say this right now. I'll give you one big hint. They could have been governors. They could have been presidents. They could have been the trash collector. But there's three families that were big. Who am I thinking about?
407-894-1680. Please call in.
You got to give me all three. You got to get all three. You can't just get two of them right. One you might get right, two you might get right, but I don't think you're gonna get the third one.
See, I'm thinking of the Wayne's family.
Who?
The Wayne's. Michael the Wayne. The Wayne's family. Kenny Avery Wayne.
You think John Wayne?
No, it wasn't John Wayne. I'm talking about he had to be big in politics and he had to be big, prominent in the world of today. Three families. They're all over politics, 1950s to now.
We got you, Michael. I think three we got families. The question.
And you got to get all three right. You can't give me two and get right. You might.
Maybe he should go watch the game.
I think so, but unfortunately, I think it's still in halftime.
Wait, but see, I'm confused because Clint Eastwood. I only know Clint Eastwood.
No, we're not talking. He didn't. He wasn't a governor.
He was.
He was the Secretary of State.
He was a mayor.
Oh, I'm not counting. These people were not mayors.
Well, hey, that's politics.
And also, I'm talking about the. Wait a minute. But he wasn't. Who else was the Clint Eastwood? He had no family. I'm talking family.
Michael, I think Chris and I were joking with you.
That's all right. Okay. Yeah.
We're talking about families.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet because Mike is getting it all. I'm trying to help you out.
407-894-1680. Please help us.
Families.
Rescue me.
Mention a fourth. I just thought of a fourth one, too. A fourth one.
I can think of four, too, actually. Truth be known.
I just thought of a fourth, but you only have to give me three. I can think of a fourth. If you mention the fourth I'm thinking about, I'll count it. So,
hey, Chris, would you play Rescue Me for me?
There's four. Three out of the four you got to mention. Anybody calling in 407-894-1680? 407-894-1680.
Hey, I got Michael laughing that time.
Okay.
Was it Jerry Springer?
No. And any phone calls calling in?
No, oh, yep, I do. I do. Hold on one moment.
Call in because you won't be quiet. 407-894-1680. I know we've got somebody out there that knows this answer.
So, Sheila, do you have anything else to tell us while we're waiting? Well, how about your GOCB? What's up with that?
Well, you know, we're doing fine. As far as the state is concerned, we're getting our stuff together for our state convention, which will be June. I want a theme for our 70th. This is the 70th anniversary of the Florida Council of the Blind, and we really want something unique for our theme. So if anybody has any ideas, please call in and give me a 70s theme. Somebody actually said forever young, and I started laughing. I said, no, I don't think so.
And there's a prize too, right?
They win a $25.
I like that, forever young. I like that.
$25 Amazon gift card if your theme gets picked.
And how do they contact?
They would send an email to floridacouncil@comcast.net. Give her your name and your email and your theme idea, and we will be picking a theme this week. So,
and where will it be? It's in
Maitland.
Maitland, Florida.
Yep, June 1st through the 4th.
At the Hyatt or Sheraton?
No, Sheraton.
Yeah.
Maitland, nice Sheraton. Hotel.
That's a very nice
hotel. I like those.
It's a great hotel.
They even let me in.
And we're doing something unique this year. We're having One Blood come on Saturday afternoon.
Well, I'm sorry, who blood?
Donate One Blood.
Oh, donating blood. I'll pass.
That's the big red bus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I got almost no blood to give.
That's true.
They probably wouldn't take it.
So I had a caller to call in. He said, I just want to let you know that I know the names. He said Marsha Brady. the Brady Bunch and
the Partridge Family.
Right. He said,
you should have put him on.
Those two. No, you know, it was our good friend Dave. He said, yeah, I know exactly who they are.
Why not? Dave, call back. Terry, call back. You know what? Let me do my little wrap up, just in case we get a whole slew of callers. I don't want to miss out on my show wrap up. So I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with none other than co-host Dave Hillebrandt, as we welcome David Bradburn, who is the Vice President of Global Sales at Humanware, and Dr. Claire Gelfman, who is the Chief Scientific Officer at Foundation Fighting Blindness. So that will be a very informative fun show next week.
Okay.
Love my Humanware product.
Yes. So anybody out there listening, think I know my answer?
Dave, call back.
Any of you New Yorkers should call in. You should know the answer.
Oh my goodness.
I can't wait to know if I'm right.
Well, I gave all what I had. You told me no on the Jacksons.
There's four.
I was thinking families, Tito, Jermaine, Reba.
Three of them.
Janet.
Three of them. You might know right away, but the fourth you won't know. You only have to get me three. Three out of four.
I think I know all four of them.
You know what I want to do sometime for a trivia? I want to do people to call it. Well, this is not really a trivia, but call in with the funniest episodes of Blind and Beyond.
Oh, my gosh.
Something goofy that might have happened.
Oh,
have
yeah.
Say with the girl with the bathroom.
Oh, no, that was Blind Matters.
That was not this show.
No. That's how far back we go, Michael. That was another decade. that was another decade.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
that's how long
we've
been around.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, Chris?
Laffy Taffy's, yeah.
And you know, truth be known, if it wasn't for the show, I wouldn't know you guys.
That's right. And if Michael didn't lose his eyesight, we wouldn't have known you.
Right.
And Chris, That's the most. I always say that's the most amazing, amazing thing.
And if I knew it was my side, I'd still be in the garment industry, traveling to New York.
Oh yeah, and I'd still be designing clothes.
Yeah, and you'd still be designing clothes.
And we'd still be going to Las Vegas twice a year.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, but truly, if Michael didn't lose his eyesight, we wouldn't have met all our wonderful friends that we have 10 years later, 12 years later. It's amazing. Yeah. Just amazing.
Yeah.
That's
you never know what the future
that's why
holds.
It's funny. You know what's funny? I'll tell you what's funny. When everybody keeps on saying, you know, when you go blind, what am I going to do? Well, think about this, folks. I was in the garment industry for 45 years. I knew nothing about radio. Nothing about radio. I was in the garment industry. I knew about clothes. So when I went blind, I had to go to plan B. Well, plan B. Well, what was plan B? I didn't have any plan B, but we had to think about something else. The only thing I knew was my mouth. That's all I had going for me. My eyes were gone. Okay. So, Lynn got me to answer an ad in the newspaper. This radio station looking for a salesman. And sure enough, I answered it. And I went to the radio station. It was, at that time, CBS Sports Radio. And I answered the ad. And he hired me on the spot. And I said, do you realize I'm blind? And he said, I don't care about your eyes. I care about your mouth. Can you talk? Oh, well, I said, I can talk. I said, that's all I care about. Don't care about your eyes. I care about your mouth. And that's how it all began, folks. He hired me as a salesman. And one thing led to another. Before I know it, I was on the radio.
Well, I have a question, Sheila, looking back. How did you all find out? When we were on Blind Matters and what Michael announced about the Green Parrot and people come, how did you hear about that?
I don't remember.
That is a whole crowd of you came.
You know what? We didn't even have Blind Matters then. We didn't have a written name for the show.
I don't remember if I got it in an email. You did. You had it because I think you were in that studio that was upstairs.
We were at 810.
Yeah.
WEUS.
Yeah, when we first started day one for the first hour.
I just don't know how Sheila and everybody found out.
I don't know, but we brought a group to the Green Parrot.
Maybe it was from Division of Blind Services or Lighthouse.
It was probably an email that I received from somebody.
No, I said on the radio, I'd like to meet all you folks who would like to meet me.
Yeah, but how would they have been listening to that?
They must have, people were calling up. Congratulate us. Remember day one that we had a blind radio show?
Yeah, that I know. Yeah. What's going on there, Chris?
My man Carter just walked in the building getting ready for Soul to Soul Sunday next. He's saying, hey, you know, just let the audience know that
nobody was calling in, so I'll give the answer. Is that it?
Let me give an answer.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
I think you're thinking bushes.
That's one.
I think you're thinking Kennedy's.
Two.
And either Rockefeller's or Eisenhower.
I would say
no, Eisenhower did not have a family in the right. Like, Rockefeller was I was thinking about. Correct. Who was the fourth one?
The Roosevelts.
No.
Oh, wait. The Nixons?
No.
No?
No.
I don't know.
The first one was easy. That was the Bushes. Second one was Kennedy. That was easy. Third one. Most people would not know Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller.
Well, that's what I said.
You said, I know, but who was the fourth?
I don't know who the fourth is.
Como. Huh? Governor Como, and his brother was on television, Como.
Oh, that nobody would know that.
No. Right. Yeah, I knew that, but yeah. When you say, no. When
that's
you
not
say
a family,
when you say family, it's at least three or more.
All right, so if you don't want to talk about them, no. Next one.
Not
who else?
Family.
Yeah, when you say families, I'm thinking like three or more plus. You only talking those were just the two, like the Roosevelts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought about that. The Roosevelts, all right. But I said from 50. I said 50. You're going back before 50. You're talking about Roosevelt.
Let's say hi to Carter.
Carter, how you doing, Carter?
Hold on, say that again.
Hey, Carter.
Okay, let's go to my
good
trivia.
Good morning, good night.
Good morning, good night. Let's go to my trivia.
Hope you have a good show, Carter.
I have a good show, Carter.
What trivia? Not another.
Thank you,
trivia.
Guys. Thank you very much.
The music, my song.
Oh, we don't have time.
No?
No.
You don't have time for my song? You don't have time for my song?
Mike, you missed all that. Mike, you were too busy watching the game.
And having your mouth about the political family.
Hey, why are you going on about the family when you had a song?
Right. You started talking about we're all in the same family. I told you the Brady Bunch, the Jacksons, the Partridge family. And you're talking about right. Archie and the family, the Jeffersons. And you talk about Como.
Yeah.
I can't believe he said that, the Como family.
I can't either.
You was better off with the Jeffersons. Sanford and Sanford and son.
Archie.
Right, Archie. All in the family.
Here's one you don't know. Listen to this one. This is funny. My audience doesn't know this one either. Back in the 50s, when my parents were distributing records, one of the records they were distributing was a guy who was very, well, he wasn't famous at that time. He was on a label called Dutone, and he had dirty songs, dirty things, and people used to buy it like crazy. What was his name? His Wait name was Red Fox.
No.
Red Fox. It wasn't a song, though. He was a comedian.
A comedian, but he had... There was a woman named Moms Mabley, who was big, and then there was Red Fox, and Red Fox had all these dirty songs, and we used to sell those things like crazy albums, volume one, volume two, volume three, and people like buying like crazy Red Fox, all dirty songs, dirty comedian stuff. That was before he became a hit on television.
Yeah,
Red Fox.
He was a stand-up comedian. And his shows would be
Sanford and Son. Right. This is before Sanford and Son.
Right, way before Sanford and Son.
Yeah,
and because it was him and him and Richard Pryor and all of them in that era was doing a lot of things.
Yeah, Richard Pryor was in that show. I don't remember that.
Was in that? What I'm saying was in that era of that stand up comedy. Yeah.
Okay, that it.
That's
Go
it.
Cheese.
That's all she wrote.
Go Cheese.
Wait, Mike, what's the score? Mike, what's the score?
24-21.
Oh,
they're Go Cheese.
24-21. Who?
All
Philly?
Right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the game.
Tonight, wait, wait. 24-21, who?
Go Eagles.
24-21, who?
Love you all. Listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Good night.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long time.